So we have the priest, we have the red heifer, we have the land, and we have everything ready. We just need to wait another 1.5 years.
That was filmed almost a year ago. There's quite a few updates going on surrounding the Third Temple right now in Israel. I'll get into in this video. First, let's look at a few Bible verses and an explanation about the Third Temple and its importance in the coming days. Besides the abomination of desolation, a clear verse about the Third Temple, a straightforward verse is Revelation 11:1 through 2, which says, "Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there, but leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. Jesus confirms this in Luke 21:20 through 24, which says, When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you'll know its desolation is near, confirming the same thing in Revelation 11. In verse 24, he says, And they will fall by the edge of the sword, and will be led away captive into all the nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now, to get into the recent news regarding the Third Temple, there's quite a few things. First, we'll look at these peace plans between Israel and Saudi Arabia and how that actually has big implications on the Temple Mount, which I'll get into later in the video. But first, let's look at this clip from 3 days ago of Benjamin Netanyahu at the United Nations.
The Abraham Accords heralded the dawn of a new age of peace. But I believe that we are at the cusp of an even more dramatic breakthrough, an historic peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Such a peace will go a long way to ending the Arab-Israeli conflict. Now look at what happens when we make peace between Saudi Arabia and Israel. The whole Middle East changes. We tear down the walls of enmity. We bring the possibility of prosperity and peace to this entire region. 2 days ago, I discussed this vision of peace with President Biden. We share the same optimism for what can be achieved.
These new peace talks and agreements between Israel and Saudi Arabia confirms and lines up with what Israel has been saying recently, that they want to build a train from Israel to Saudi Arabia to bring pilgrims to the Third Temple. This article from August 2, 2023 talks about the high-speed rail to bring pilgrims from Saudi Arabia to the Third Temple by 2040. We know, of course, if things lined up, they could speed up that construction process way faster. 2030 seems to be a date a lot of people are throwing around. We know there's Agenda 2030, and there's some talk in popular videos online, such as Messiah 2030. The red heifers that meet the qualifications to cleanse the Third Temple are less than a year away from being ready to be used in that Third Temple ceremony. There's reports coming out recently that these red heifers could bring up to 1 million tourists to Israel. Biblical red heifer could bring 1 million visitors to Samaria. The discovery of an entirely red such heifer is a rarity. Jewish sources state that only 9 were slaughtered in the period from Moses to the destruction of the Second Temple by 70 CE. According to the 12th century sage Maimonides, the Messiah will offer the 10th red heifer. In keeping with biblical law, the heifer put on display in Shiloh is completely red and has never borne a yoke. Quote, this is an exciting and exceptional event for the entire Jewish people. We are already in touch with researchers and promoters around the world. We're waiting to come here with large groups. We have returned to the site of the tabernacle in Shiloh and are bringing back the Jewish past for the future of our people. And when the Jewish people are looking for their Messiah again, they reject Jesus Christ, something that I will cover as well at the end of this video, an extremely important thing to be aware of. Now let's take a look at this clip and just show how absolutely dead set the Jewish people are on these red heifers and building the Third Temple.
The Book of Numbers explains that ashes of the red heifer are used to purify priests for their service in the temple.
According to those working on the project, the ceremony of the red heifer needs to be performed on the Mount of Olives and in a place that would have looked directly into where the temple stood. The land I'm standing on, bought 12 years ago, fits both of those standards.
Rabbi Yitzhak Mamo heads Yuvnei Jerusalem, dedicated to the goal of rebuilding the Third Temple.
We can make here in this area the ceremony of the red heifer that actually will be the first step to the temple. So we have the priest, we have the red heifer, we have the land, and we have everything ready. We just need to wait another 1.5 years.
It's interesting to think that right there on the Mount of Olives is where they could do this ceremony for the third temple in less than a year, and that could be right by the spot where Jesus talked about the destruction of the second temple and the great tribulation in Matthew 24. In verse 3 it says, "As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?'" The dedication for the third temple on the Mount of Olives, which plays a huge part in end times prophecy, could be right by the exact spot where Jesus gave one of the most prominent verses about end times prophecy. Some other news in relation to the third temple before we look at Saudi Arabia on the Temple Mount and Jesus being the Messiah that has to be the main focus is in July 2023. There's a temple era banquet that takes dinners back 2,000 years. It says some of the topics that were talked there were the offering of the Passover sacrifice in modern times, as well as urban and logistical planning for the vision of the future of Jerusalem. On September 13th, 2023, this article came out that was pretty strange in relation to the third temple, but just shows how dead set serious the Jewish people are on building this third temple. It will fulfill Bible prophecy. The article titled, "Will Lab-Grown Meat Be Brought to the Third Temple as an Animal Sacrifice?" Within it, it talks about differing opinions of rabbis on lab-grown meat at the Temple Mount for the third temple used as the animal sacrifice meat. One of the rabbis says within it that he believes the temple service will become vegan in the future, and they use verses from the Talmud to try to back up this belief system. This last paragraph in the article is pretty interesting. It says, "Rabbi Horowitz, a 16th century rabbinic authority, ruled that meat created in an unnatural manner, such as by Kabbalistic means, is not considered a real animal and does not need ritual slaughtering. Malbim, a 19th century Torah scholar, commented that the meat created this way is not considered meat and can be eaten with milk. He suggested that this is the type of meat Abraham offered to the angels in Genesis 17:7 through 8, and was therefore able to serve them milk simultaneously. This in regard to the Jewish traditions and following the law and what they can eat and what can they do at the Temple Mount and at the Third Temple. But again, it really just validates that they're having these talks. They're very serious about getting this Third Temple built.
So what will be? If there will be an earthquake, if there will be a war. But we have to prepare ourselves, prepared in the most short time that we have to make this operation. And therefore, it's like an army operation. We have to calculate each second.
And probably one of the biggest recent signs besides the red heifers, which is massive, is this peace deal and these peace talks between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Not only does it look like Israel and Saudi Arabia are going to come to a peace plan, but it seems as if Israel is going to give Saudi Arabia some sort of authority at the Temple Mount. This quote from a Jerusalem Post article says, "Saudi Arabia and Israel are conducting negotiations to allow Saudi representatives to join the Jerusalem WAQF Islamic Religious Trust that controls the Temple Mount at Al-Aqsa," according to a report Monday by Israel Hayam. Another article from the Jewish Press says, "Saudis seek to reboot Temple Mount status quo with peace deal." The importance of this is that we're seeing that Muslim face and Jewish face coming together to be one, something that will take place in the third temple most likely. Something we're seeing such as at the Abrahamic family house where all the Abrahamic religions, well there they have Muslim, Jewish, and Catholic, all coming together to join pretty much in a one world type of religion. Something that will most likely take place in the third temple when the Antichrist declares to be God and everyone on earth who doesn't believe and follow Jesus worships and follows the beast. And this is very important for the Jewish people, and it plays completely into the entire storyline of the Bible all the way from the beginning, from Adam and Eve up until now. And it's something the Jewish people are missing right now, and that's that we are the temple of God and Jesus is the Messiah. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, 'I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people.'" This all comes to a head and will be Israel and the Jewish people's final sign when they realize that the false Messiah, the Antichrist, stands in this third temple and declares to be God. Then hopefully the ones who are there will finally accept the truth that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and now we are the true temple. And after the abomination of desolation takes place and God pours out his wrath on the earth, then we get the new heavens, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem in which there's no temple at all, because God and Jesus are the new temple. Revelation 21 verse 22, talking about new Jerusalem, says, "But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple." These are the keys, and this is my opinion why the third temple will be built, why the abomination of desolation will take place. It'll be the Jewish people and Israel's final sign, and that's why when Jesus comes back, he lands at Mount Zion, splits it in two. It's surrounding, all surrounding Israel. It's in Jerusalem. It's incredible to see. So we know that we are the temple of God, and we know that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Five prophetic reasons that we can know for absolutely certain that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And these are just five out of 300 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled. Is one, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, written first in Micah 5:2 and confirmed to us in John 7:42. The second, Jesus was born of a virgin, first prophesied in Isaiah 7:14, then told to us the fulfillment in Matthew 1:23. Number three, Jesus was rejected by his people, which is why these things will be taking place in Jerusalem, once again, surrounding for their final sign to see the truth that Jesus is the Messiah. That was first prophesied in Psalm 118, 22 through 23, and then fulfilled in Matthew 21:42 through 43. Number four, Jesus suffered with and for sinners, first prophesied in Isaiah 53, and the fulfillment told to us in Matthew 27:38, Mark 15:2, and Luke 23:32 through 33. Finally, Jesus performed miracles, prophetically told to us in Isaiah 35:5 through 6, then revealed to us 700 years later in all the Gospels, all the miracles that Jesus performed 700 years after it was first written in the book of Isaiah. Some more messianic prophecy that proves for an absolute fact that Jesus Christ is the Messiah is Isaiah chapter 53. You can read through that and see that Jesus absolutely fulfilled those prophetic explanations to an absolute T. So we know these things are true. We can see the prophecy is going to come. It seems the Jewish people are pushing for this third temple head on. In my idea and from what I see in prophecy, it absolutely looks at that's what prophecy says will happen. This third temple will be built, and everything in the world is pushing towards that being built. I mean, the world all focuses on Israel, one of the smallest countries in the world. It's so prophetically important, and we're seeing it start to unfold. So keep your heart and your truth and your trust in Jesus Christ. We're the temple. Jesus is the Messiah. That's the most important fact. Research it more if you want to, and you will see. Do it wholeheartedly, and he will reveal to you this absolute truth. Let me know in the comments what you think. Thanks for watching, and God bless.